The John Doe law lets citizens bring criminal complaints directly to judges, who then have the power to launch criminal investigations. In practice, it's been used more and more frequently by inmates to bring complaints against corrections officers. At least in recent years, these have all turned out to be groundless. A plan that has broad support at the Capitol would send those complaints to district attorneys first. But Milwaukee Democrat Fred Kessler says that worries him.
It removes one citizen device to challenge corruption in a district attorney's office, or for that matter, corruptions in some police departments.
Kessler favors keeping John Doe and having either a single reserve judge or the State Department of Justice review complaints to see if they have merit. The department sees it differently. Kevin St. John is a spokesman for Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. St. John says the Attorney General favors getting rid of John Doe altogether. He says nobody would like it if prosecutors were allowed to charge people and then sit in judgment of them.
It is the Attorney General's position that we shouldn't permit judges to do the same, which is what we do with our current John Doe law.
There are signs some lawmakers are open to changes in the proposal, but the Wisconsin State Employees Union, which represents corrections officers, says it's already a compromise. Union Director Marty Beal says it's not everything he'd like, but lawmakers should leave it alone.
I would strongly encourage you to avoid making a mess of this bill, to avoid putting ornaments on the Christmas tree.
Competing versions of a similar plan died in the legislature last session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.